Well, at least four Palestinians have been wounded in fresh Israeli attacks on the besieged Gaza Strip. Three Gazans were injured after Israeli tanks opened fire on a local factory east of the Gaza City. Another Palestinian was wounded after soldiers shot at him in the north of the coastal enclave. Tel Aviv has stepped up its attacks on Gaza in recent weeks. The assaults come as the people of Gaza already suffer from a crippling siege, which has been in place for almost 4 years now. Well, our correspondent in Gaza says Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip are meant to expand the buffer zone around it.
Israel yesterday, with this attack on the industrial zone, which was basically not active since 2007, since Israel instated the blockade on Gaza. Many here believe that Israel wants to expand the so-called buffer zone, which was 300 meters along the border with Gaza. Now, the Israelis say they want to expand that area to 600 meters. Basically, that so-called buffer zone eats up 30% of Gaza's arable land along the border with Gaza. Now, if they go to 600 yards, that 600 meters, it means only that they will only double the land that they will prevent Palestinians from entering or working in that area.
Iran's envoy to the United Nations has called for an end to Israel's immunity from prosecution over its atrocities in the Gaza Strip. Iran's deputy permanent UN representative made the call during a UN Security Council meeting on current developments in the Middle East. Eshaq Al-Habib said such immunity, along with the silence of the international community, would encourage Tel Aviv to commit more crimes. Al-Habib urged the UN to take action in the face of Washington's open support of Israel. The Iranian envoy praised UN's fact-finding mission on the Gaza war and said the move is a positive step forward.